The Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles at 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. It's time for this week's edition of Giants Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. And it is with great pleasure we welcome in Tom Rock of Newsday. Tom, happy holidays to you and your family.
It's good to be here, Bob. I wanted to wait until they signed the offensive lineman from USC so I could come in and see, what does Papa think about Mama?
Yeah, that's right. Damian Mama, one of the many new players. But the big question is, why no Davis Webb plan at this point?
That was sort of the whole impetus that put this spin in motion for getting Eli Manning out and putting Geno Smith in. It seemed like they wanted to get Davis Webb on the field, and now all of a sudden, that's kind of gone out the window. It seems like you can't go into the draft, really, without seeing this kid on the field, can you?
It doesn't always work like that. We're in playoff run season right now, and these guys are in the teams that we're playing. They need wins. They're not going to come out and take it easy or give you some, you know, vanilla looking front. They're going to bring
even better. Let him see the craziest things that he can see. This way, when he is ready to go on the field, then he knows that it's not going to get any worse than that.
All right. Be interesting to see if he winds up getting some snaps at least over the last two games. All right, so we go from the Eli Manning and the quarterback situation to Eli Apple. Yeah. What's going on with Eli Apple?
None of us know what's going on in his head right now, but what we do know is that we've spoken to two of his teammates at least, DRC and Landon Collins, and they both expressed concern for him, and they both kind of hinted that he needs to be more invested in this team, and I think that's a big problem.
I will say this, and I'm not a psychologist. I don't plan to play to say that I know what's going on in his life totally or where he feels emotionally or any of that. All I'll say is this. For years, players have been, you know, at home or in their safe zone when they're playing whatever sport it is, whether it's a golf course, a football field, a basketball court, wherever it is, if something traumatic happens in your life, you can actually hide playing your sport because you're in competition. But if it's somebody in his body that's trying to get out to let him play, he needs to let that person out and play because the team needs him. And he needs him, whether he knows it or not.
Final thing, what qualities do you want to see out of a new general manager?
Well, it seems like all roads lead to Dave Gettleman right now. That's sort of the sense we're getting. And that would be fine, and that's a very Giants way thing to do it. I just wanted them to broaden their horizons a little bit. You know, when Steve Austin had that crash and it was a disaster, right, they built the $6 million man. They didn't say we can build him back just the way he was. They built him bigger and stronger. Sometimes when you have a big thing blow up, it's an opportunity to reevaluate everything.
I don't know where all roads lead to, but I would say I'd go out and investigate some of the younger, incredible talent that's out there, whether it's with the Giants, looking to the Patriots, or looking to Seattle, or looking to one of the other teams, that they admire something or somebody in that group and bring them over. You're going to build anew. And I think that's what you do. It's nothing against Mr. Gettleman, but I think that you need a new look, a new eye, a new thought process, because what I did 30 years ago in football is still football, but it's a harder way to get to it.
2 years ago, they talked about evolution, not revolution, when they brought in Ben McAdoo. I think it's time for revolution.
Tom, we appreciate a couple minutes.
Thanks, Bob.